Podcast.
This podcast delivers an immersive in-universe radio news experience set in the Helldivers 2 universe. Get the latest news, updates, and battlefield reports from the past week, brought to you by PV Productions on Helldivers Radio. Please note, this show is not affiliated with Arrowhead Studios or Sony. It's an original production featuring original characters crafted for Helldiver fans by Helldiver fans.
In the heart of the night, we're bringing the news, updates from the front, the war we choose. Tech's advancing, strategies unfold, stories of heroes both brave and bold. Here's your daily wartime update. Super Earth's fight is never late. Joe Turner's got your vital dose. With Penny and Bulldog, we're keeping you close. Here's your daily wartime update. Reporting the front lines, don't be late. With Joe and the team, we're on the case. Keeping you safe in this wartime race. Tune in tonight for updates that shine. 8 p.m. CST, it's wartime time.
Good evening, Helldivers. It's February 13th, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you're tuned in to Helldivers Radio, your trusted broadcast. Tonight's episode is a grim one. We report on the devastating loss of Angel's Venture to the Meridian Singularity, the ongoing Illuminate invasions, and the urgent directives from High Command. You'll hear from Penny Lively with a critical tech update, Bulldog with the Democracy Report, and later, we'll sit down at the table of three to analyze this week's operations. But first, an urgent reminder, the Meridian Singularity is accelerating. The Illuminate's dark energy harvesting is fueling unknown intent. We must respond with decisive action. Stay alert, stay informed, and as always, stay loyal to Super Earth. Now, let's drop into today's update. Strap in, Helldivers. We're just getting started. We'll be right back after this break.
Freedom isn't free. It's powered by courage, commitment, and high-yield explosives. Introducing the Servants of Freedom War Bomb. Equip the B-100 portable Hell Bomb for up-close liberation, or wield the GP-20 Ultimatum to deliver justice from a distance. And remember, democracy isn't just a word, it's a blast. Available now for all loyal citizens of Super Earth.
Citizens of Super Earth, are you prepared for planetary emergencies? The Civil Preparedness Initiative offers free training modules on emergency evacuation protocols, bunker access, and survival tactics. Sign up today at your local Ministry of Civil Defense office. Because prepared citizens are the cornerstone of a strong democracy. Learn the skills that could one day save your life or the life of your neighbor.
Go to your local civil defense post for more info.
Hey there, Helldivers. Penny Lively here. Let's talk tech, shall we? We've got some big updates straight from Super Earth Command and the Ministry of Science. Buckle up, because knowledge is just as powerful as firepower. First up, the LAS-17 double-edged sickle. We know it was hitting medium armor penetration way too soon. Turns out that it was just a little data entry mishap, courtesy of Ministry of Combat Optimization. The fix? Now it starts with light penetration and scales up with heat. So yeah, the more it burns, the more it hurts. But fair warning, after 51% heat, you'll start taking burn damage yourself. Max it out and you'll hit AP4 and leave behind plenty of scorched bugs. And maybe a few scorched fingers too. Oh, and did I mention, they also adjusted ammo capacity? Starting magazines increased from 1 to 2, and spare mags went from 2 to 3. Happy melting! Now let's talk about the GP-31 Ultimatum, aka the grenade pistol that made you feel like a one-diver artillery platform. The Ministry of Tactical Logistics stepped in here. Siege Ready Armor Passive, and the Hellpod Optimization Booster were giving out free ammo bonuses like they were candy. No more. Now you gotta plan your explosions and make every round count. If you are a fan of unlimited firepower, time to embrace strategic deployment. And of course, the bugs the kind of Ministry of Digital Integrity actually enjoy squashing. Here's what they fixed. Scope misalignment, gone. Your aim is now true. Hellbomb backpack mishaps, no more accidental activations when entering the FRV. Language crashes? Switching between dialects mid-drop won't kill your comms. Integrative explosives passive? Now works exactly as intended. Boom, guaranteed. Now the big one. The Meridian Singularity. The Ministry of Cosmic Stability confirms that dark energy siphoning is accelerating that black hole's trajectory. Angel's Venture? Gone forever. And if we don't act, Fenrir 3 might be next. So remember, see something weird, especially glowing purple? Blast it. That's it for this tech update, Helldivers. Stay sharp, stay deadly, and never stop spreading democracy. And remember, the Ministry of Public Morale reminds you that vigilance today guarantees liberty tomorrow. Now back to you, Joe.
Thanks, Penny. Alright, Helldivers, here's the situation this week, and it's been a hectic one across all sectors. Let's start with the immediate hotspots. Luduna Prime, Jesus Prime, and Cece all faced Illuminate incursions. Their sheer grit and coordinated firepower, our forces held the line. The Ministry of Defense and Logistics reported the precision orbital strikes and heavy infantry maneuvers played a key role in these victories. Now, for the big picture, the Meridian Singularity continues its relentless march. The Ministry of Truth confirms that dark energy siphoning events have increased by 27% in the past week alone. The Ministry of Science has set up observation relays to track the Singularity's trajectory. Early data suggests the event horizon is accelerating. Let's talk numbers. Across the Orion sector, we've seen a 35% increase in the Illuminate's incursions. The Terminids, meanwhile, remain entrenched on the Bastion Line. The Ministry of Xenobiology reports unprecedented broad patterns near Arcturus Ridge. The automatons aren't sitting idle either. Deep space probes detected heavy construction activity near Virilia 5, possibly linked to another PETA factory. High Command is considering preemptive orbital strikes to curb their war production. So what's the takeaway here? Multiple fronts are heating up. Helldivers are stretched thin, and the Ministry of Defense has ordered all planetary governors to prepare for rapid deployments. This has been your wartime briefing. Stay strong, stay sharp, and always fight for Super Earth. Up next is Bulldog. This segment has been delayed due to time dilation issues. This was transmitted earlier this morning and is now arriving in time for the Democracy Report.
This is Bulldog, reporting from aboard the SCV Retribution, a Super Earth super destroyer, currently en route to Angel's Venture. From the observation deck, I can see it. The Meridian Singularity. It's like a wound in the fabric of space. A swirling void dragging the planet to its death. I've been following this cosmic predator for weeks now. From Meridia's collapse to its sudden acceleration toward Angel's Venture. The Ministry of Cosmic Stability called it impossible. The Ministry of Science said it was just gravitational flux. But I've seen it, Helldivers. I've felt the tremors through space. Watch space crack open as dark energy siphons drain light. And now, Angel's Venture is next. The SEAF teams were deployed 5 hours ago. 3 full battalions, backed by Hellbot drops every 15 minutes. But it wasn't enough. The Illuminate's energy siphoning towers are anchored into the planet's crust, pulling it apart piece by piece. Wait. Oh. Oh no. Helldivers. The surface. The planet is cracking. I can see fissures miles wide splitting open across the tundra plains. Entire SEAF platoons are being swallowed whole. The Democratic Youth Scout Campground, The place we broadcast from 2 years ago is gone. It's just gone. The gravity well, it's pulling planetary trunks into orbit. We're watching Angel's Venture become debris. Generations of life, of colonial effort, erased in seconds. Helldivers, I don't know what to say. But we can't give in to despair. We are Super Earth's shield. We've lost this battle, but not the war. We will stop the Illuminate. We will stop the Singularity. We never give up. Fenrir 3 is next. Stop the siphons. Helldivers, hold the line. Always. Democracy.
Citizens of Super Earth, this is the office of the President. We speak today in the shadow of tragedy. Angel's Venture, once a beacon of frontier unity and perseverance, has been consumed by the Meridian Singularity. The land cultivated by generations, the lives of the Super Earth citizens whose evacuation could not be prioritized, the proud pines shading the Democratic Youth Scouts campground, all gone forever, ripped apart by cosmic forces unleashed by the Illuminate menace. This is not the end. This is a call to action. The President has declared a galaxy-wide period of mourning for the next 24 hours. Flags across all colonies will be lowered. But even as we mourn, we must prepare. The Meridian Singularity is moving toward Fenrir 3. The Ministry of Strategic Defense has issued mobilization orders to all CEF divisions. The Democracy Space Station will be repositioned to oversee defensive operations. To the Illuminate, we say this: your campaign of destruction will fail. Your schemes to break us will falter. Super Earth stands united. Super Earth stands unbroken. Democracy will prevail.
Due to unforeseen mishaps, we'll have to be cutting the episode short, as I have lost the data for Table of Three. That's it for tonight's broadcast. Helldivers, Angel's Venture is gone, but the fight isn't. Next episode airs Friday, February 23rd at 8 p.m. Until then, fight hard, die well, and never stop defending democracy.
Rise up now! Feel the fire! Marching
the Ministry of Xeno... The Ministry of Xenai Biology. Xenobiology. The minute...
This is your daily wartime update! Hold the line, don't break! Victory's ours to make!
This show, Helldivers Radio, was a PV production. All music, sound not original to the podcast is licensed to the podcast. We ask that you contact us at helldiverradio@gmail.com before using any sounds or music for commercial usage for this reason. Thanks for listening.
This is your daily wartime update. Move in town.
Move in time. No fear, no doubt.
Helldivers strike.
Dum 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 dum